Track 14, Parting Shots. To err is human. To blame it on someone else shows management potential. Lawyers are the only people who can write a 10,000-word document and call it a brief. I threw a boomerang a few years ago. Now I live in constant fear. For 30 years, an employee arrived at work at 9 a.m. on the dot. He'd never missed a day and was never late. So when, on one particular day, 9 a.m. passed without the man's arrival, it caused a stir. The boss, looking at his watch and muttering, came out into the corridor. Finally, at exactly 10 o'clock, the employee showed up, clothes torn, his face scratched and bruised. He limped to the time clock, punched in, and said, "I tripped and fell down 2 flights of stairs in the subway. Nearly killed myself." His boss said, "And to roll down 2 flights of stairs took you a whole hour?" I hated my job as an origami teacher. Too much paperwork. "Hey, you, pull over," shouted the traffic cop, who fined a woman $75 for not wearing a seatbelt. She went home feeling sick, fearing her husband would see the checkbook and ask what happened. Then inspiration struck, and she wrote in the register, "One pullover, $75. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? The food's great, but there's no atmosphere. A well-known speaker lectured to the members of a literary society, and at the end of his address, the secretary approached him with a check. This he politely refused, requesting it be given to some charitable cause. "Would you mind if we add it to our special fund?" the secretary asked. "Not at all. What is the fund for?" "To help us get better lecturers next year." From James Corden. Apparently, the library at the University of Utah has installed what they're calling a cry closet. It's going to be a shock when those students graduate. Take it from me, there are no cry closets out here in the real world. You will have to use your car in the McDonald's parking lot, like the rest of us. James Corden.